What a great day of joy for us Christians today. Today, God is born a human being. Today, God is born a child. And these news are the reason for our great rejoicing today. However, one might ask, how can God become a human person? Is he not supposed to be above us? Is God not supposed to be greater than us and utterly different from us? Yes, but in his good will, it pleased him to become man. And the fact that we are here today says that, yes, we believe that such a thing happened. That God one day was born a child. And that is Christianity. The certainty that the one whose birth we celebrate today, the one who later walked through the streets of Israel and died on the cross, that child, that man, was God. Imagine if someone came up to you after Mass today and said, "Hi, I am God." What would your reaction be? What would you think of that person? That same scene happened a number of times over 2,000 years ago. Every time Jesus would tell others, "I am He," meaning, "I am God." And some believed him, some did not. We are the people that believe him. We are the people that believe that Jesus meant what he said. And that is why, thousands of years after the fact, we still gather to celebrate his birth. And if this news does not cause a reaction in us, the news about God becoming a human being, if that news does not make us be shocked or amazed, then perhaps we need to ask God to heal our sight so that we can look at our faith with eyes made new, with a fresh look, and thus be amazed and overcome by the mysteries we get to celebrate. What we believe and what gathered us here this morning is big. The birth of Christ at least changed the calendar. For some, there is a before Christ and an after Christ. And for us Christians, it changed the whole of history. The immortal one came down from heaven and became subject to time and space. The one that holds the world into existence needed one day to be held in the arms of Mary and Joseph because he was little. The one that created the sun needed one day to be wrapped in swaddling clothes to be kept warm. Again, what a great miracle, the one we get to celebrate today, brothers and sisters. God became man. And yet there is another reason for our rejoicing today, one that is connected to the name of the place where God was born, the town of Bethlehem. I was taught that Bethlehem means house of bread. In modern terms, we would call that a bakery. So God was born in a town called Bakery, so to speak, again using modern imagery. And why would God want to be born there? In a place that is known for the bread that is made there, that is cooked there, and that is stored there. Because he came into this world to become that bread. The gospel also says that God was born in a stable, a barn, and that he was then laid in a manger. The manger is the place in the stable where the food for the animals is kept, and also the place where the animals gather to eat. The child Jesus, according to the Gospels, after he was born, he was laid on top of that, on top of food for animals. Thus indicating the reason why he had been born. He had been born to become food for us to eat and live. In the same way that a loaf of bread is broken and then shared, and then you eat from it to gain sustenance and to stay alive. That's what food does for us. It keep us alive. In that same way, Jesus is the bread that was broken on the cross and now is given to us in the Eucharist. For our sake, for us men, and for our salvation, as we say in the Creed. Jesus said it, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and my Father will raise him on the last day." What a beautiful thing to be a Christian Catholic. We not only believe that God became a human being, but that he also became food, bread, the Eucharist. We care sometimes about eating healthy and taking enough vitamins to stay well, and that is a good thing. Now, considering that God gives himself to us as food at every Mass, who would then want to miss out on eating that kind of nourishment that is God himself? A kind of nourishment that gives eternal life. So this morning we have news to tell the world, and to share with those members of our families that perhaps did not make it to church today. And the news are these two miracles. One, that God became man, and two, that he also became bread. The hunger out there is great. And perhaps the hunger in our own hearts here today is even greater. We all long for meaning and life. And Christmas is the celebration of the fact that meaning and life became man, and then bread. This morning, may we draw near the crib to adore the child Jesus, God made man. And may we also draw near the altar to adore and to eat God made bread, if properly disposed, the kind of bread that has all sweetness within it.